Good morning. Reports from Gaza say up to 10 newsmen have lost their lives since the Israeli army launched an operation against Gaza rockets and tunnels. As the number of journalists killed mounts by the day, the Committee to Protect Journalists says it is far from clear whether Israel is taking necessary steps to minimize the carnage. Sherif Mansour is coordinator of the Global Media Watchdog's Middle East and North Africa program, and he joins us now from New York. Mr. Mansour, it's a pleasure to have you on International Media this morning.
Well, good morning. Thank you for having me.
Can you start by telling us what you've managed to gather about the newsmen who have lost their lives in the Israeli operation, which has been going on for almost a month now?
Well, we've documented 3 journalists and 1 media worker killed by Israeli strikes and bombardment. In addition, there were 5 more killed at home. Some of them were injured, at least 5 to our count, when Israel bombed media buildings that host several TV and radio stations.
Do you think they were deliberately targeted?
We feel that 1 journalist was targeted, the driver of one of the news agency, who was basically waiting for a journalist to come down from a building, and he was in a car clearly marked as media.
Do you know how many radio and television stations are still broadcasting from Gaza at this moment?
There are a lot of local news stations and radio. We know a lot of them are still operating, and even those who have been targeted, we talked to them and they said they continue to try and find a way to broadcast. Some of the people are using very limited equipment to continue operating, but they are persistent. They told that they will continue to do their work no matter what.
And do you have any signs on the ground that Sahel is involved in acts of censorship?
Well, there is a censorship effort enforced from one side and from another. We've seen reports that Hamas is trying to obstruct some independent foreign reporter. Harry Fear, a freelance reporting from Gaza yesterday, told CPJ that Hamas security asked him to leave because he tweeted about a rocket launch near his location 2 weeks ago. In addition, from the other side, the Israeli Defense Forces have warned journalists getting into Gaza that they are not responsible for anything that would happen to them, and they asked them to sign forms to that effect. And we learned they also asked New York Times to seek their approval on any news related to capturing one of the IDF soldiers. We've reported in the past about a larger system of state censorship in Israel, where stories dealing with national security are often suppressed by military censors and court gag orders. We see there is a big propaganda war that's going online, and that's also not helping a lot of the independent reporters who want to objectively report on the situation there.
And do you have the impression that the international press, which had been covering the Israeli operation, is cutting its activities as a result of growing insecurity there?
We haven't seen a big difference in reporting, but we know the physical security is becoming a big challenge, and that in the past have caused a lot of foreign media outlets to consider sending their correspondents to the region. The more we document, the more we find very little evidence that the Israeli government is taking appropriate steps to minimize the risks and the threats against journalists.
How do you assess the work the Israeli press is doing in terms of balanced reporting of the war effort on the ground?
Well, we can say that there is a problem of independent reporting arriving to a lot of Israelis because of the military trying to ban some of the news about what's happening in Gaza. Last week, for example, the Israeli army and the Israeli broadcasting authority banned a radio advertisement from a human rights organization which listed names of some of the scores of children killed in Gaza. And they said they've done so because the ad was quote-unquote politically controversial. There is also a ban that's enforced by the Israeli army on Israeli citizens, including Israeli journalists, from going into Gaza because of the security threat. That, in a way, undermines independent reporting on what's happening in Gaza to the Israeli audience.
Sherif Mansour, coordinator of the Middle East and North Africa program at the Committee to Protect Journalists, on the line from New York. Thank you so much for speaking to Radio France International.
Thank you for having me.